Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me, please, in Matthew 8 this morning. We'll continue on a series that we've been on for some time. We've been talking about what we're calling the greatest faith, the greatest faith. And we see in the ministry of Jesus only two examples where he said someone had the greatest faith, faith he hadn't seen anywhere else. And of course, the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So faith pleases God. So the more faith, the more pleased. And faith obtains victory. Faith helps you to resist the enemy and have victories. So in Matthew 8, 5, I'm reading from today's English version, the TEV. Matthew 8, 5, when Jesus entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him. Now, a centurion was a Roman officer who was over at least 100 soldiers, sometimes more than that, 200 plus. But this Roman officer came and met him and pled with him for help. He said, "Sir, my servant is sick in bed at home, unable to move and suffering terribly." If you read Luke's account, it says that he loved this servant, was dear to him. In verse 7, Jesus said, "I will go and make him well." Praise God. "Oh no, sir," answered the officer, "I do not deserve to have you come into my house." King James says, "under my roof." "Just give the order and my servant will get well." Somebody say, give the order.
Give the order.
"Just give the order and my servant will get well." Just give the order. Now, we're reading the Bible, and in church, people have a tendency to agree with the Bible. But outside of church, sometimes folks don't realize how inconsistent their thinking is with what they read in church. Now, here's a man, obviously, with serious physical problems. He's unable to move, some kind of paralysis. He's in intense pain, suffering terribly. We would say he needs medical attention. He may need some strong drugs. He may need some surgeries. What the centurion said was he needed Jesus to give the order. To give the order. Now, I'm not knocking medical science. I'm thankful for all good doctors and nurses, and it's an honorable field, and a lot of us wouldn't be here, right? If it wasn't for people, and especially for believers in the field, who not only have the expertise, but use their faith as well. Who was that we were talking to a while back? And nobody would operate on this individual. And this surgeon, renowned surgeon, one of the top in the field, he said, he sent us a testimony. The surgeon sent us a testimony. He said he would do it because he believed God would show him how to do it. Whew. Nobody else would touch it. And while he's in the operating room, the anointing came on him. And he did what they didn't think could be done. And the person's fine and recovered. Thank God. Thank God. And the Lord wants people in every field of endeavor, believers, who'll use their faith to go beyond what men know how to do. But we're not limited to what men can do. There is spiritual ministry not just natural, but spiritual power that can affect things. And that's what this man is acknowledging. If you'll just speak and give the order, my servant will be healed. A lot of people scoff and mock at things like that. What do you mean? You're just going to say, talk to it, and it's going to change? So people scoff at that. They mock at that. They think, that's some kind of hocus pocus, you know. Oh, yeah, y'all are that confess it, possess it bunch, aren't you? That blab it, grab it. Watch who you're talking about. It's Jesus who said this and did this. Mark 11:23 is Jesus speaking. Y'all are one of them. Well, if you're talking about being a Jesusite, amen. We're one of them. Talking about following Him, acting like Him. If you're not following Him, who are you acting like? Who's your example? You found a better one? I think not. He said, just give the order and my servant will get well. I want you to say that again. Just give the order and my servant will get well. Just give the faith command and it'll happen. Again, like I said, in our generation, people have gone to school and read a few books and they think this is superstitious. This is, you know, whatever. This is not reality. It must be symbolic somehow. No. It actually happened. Or you don't believe the Bible. Now, if you don't believe the Bible, first of all, why are you in church? But you don't believe the Bible, you can't be a Christian. And you're not saved. It's a serious business. It starts in the first verse of the first book. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You say, well, I don't know about all that. Well, then you're not a believer. You're not saved. Sorry. You need to make a big change. And it's not a matter that you can't believe it. It's a choice. You choose what you believe and what you don't. Well, if God created everything by what He said, why would it be a thing thought strange to us that things could be altered by faith-filled words, by words spoken with authority and faith? It's how God the Father operates. It's how Jesus operated when He walked the earth. And He did it not as God. He did it as a man. He did it as a man, showing us how to do it. Then when He left, we talked about this some weeks earlier, He said, all authority and all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. And the very next verse, He said, so you go. You go. And you do this. And in Mark, He said, you cast out spirits and you lay hands on the sick. How do you understand that? He's got the authority. How come I'm going and doing stuff? Because Jesus left the earth. He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. He's the head. You're the body. We're the body. And this authority that He has got, how many understand you can't say, my head has all the authority, but below the neck, none. There's no authority. You know, my neck has no authority. My chest, sorry, none. Arms, none. No, the body is one. It's connected. And he that's joined to the Lord has even been made one spirit with Him, which is why He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also. And greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Why? Because He got the authority and He gave it to us in His name. And He sent the same Spirit that was on Him to us. Hallelujah. And if we got the same authority in His name and the same Spirit He had, why shouldn't we see the same kind of things happen in our life? Words spoken in faith and power changing things in our life. If you say, I don't believe all that, well, you won't be bothered with it. It won't happen in your life. These signs will follow them that believe. Are you them that believe?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
One of them, are you one of them?
Yes.
One of them Jesusites? One of them believe in miracles?
Yes.
Huh? One of them speak the word in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Actually expect something to happen?
Yes.
Well, let them mock if they want to. But then it won't be long, they'll be coming around asking you how you got it. How did it happen?
Yeah.
Wanting prayer. And you can help them too.
That's right.
He said, just give the order and my servant will get well. Not we'll see what happens. Not I hope. Not even if it be thy will. No. Just give the order and my servant will get well. Faith is simple and it's confident. The more complicated it gets, the weaker the faith. Verse 9, I too am a man under the authority of superior officers, and I have soldiers under me. Do you hear this phrase? Under. Under. I order this one, go. What happens?
He goes.
I order that one, come. What happens?
He comes.
I order my slave, do this. What happens?
He does it.
Now, this is the greatest faith Jesus said he'd ever seen. And what are we talking about? We're talking about command authority. Talking about submission to authority and exercise of authority. Do many people think of that when they think of faith? No, but we should. Keep reading. He said, when Jesus heard this, he was surprised. That's the TEV. Others, the King James says what? He marveled. Other translations said he was amazed. How many figure Jesus not just amazed at everything and anything? He said to the people following him, I tell you, I have never found anyone in Israel with faith like this. That includes the 12 that were with him. And the 70. Is that right? That includes everybody. That includes all the rulers of the synagogue that were listening. All the doctors of the law. All the Pharisees that studied the scriptures every day, all day long. And like we mentioned, it's amazing how you don't find faith sometimes where you think you would. Somebody that goes to church all the time. And how you do find faith sometimes in places that surprise you. Because the two places we found what Jesus called great faith, they were not doctors of the law, they were not rulers of the synagogue, they were not people that prayed all day and night. One of them was a Syrophoenician, a Canaanite woman, and not a Jewish proselyte. This one, Roman soldier, officer. He's a fighting man.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.